As our climate changes and weather becomes more variable, what does that mean for organic farmers whose crops are already more finicky and fragile? Right now, Wegmans is experimenting with new, heartier produce and new ways of growing it on more than 200 acres of organic farmland and orchards. And WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us they plan to pass that knowledge on to local farmers.
On top of a hill, on a plot overlooking Canandaigua Lake, Wegmans Organic Farm and Orchard is growing 1,800 cherry tomato plants. Some varieties are more popular than others.
These are some really big cherry tomatoes over here.
Yeah. I wish you were the first one to notice that.
Nate August is the farm and orchard manager. He says customers haven't been responding to these golf ball-sized sakuras. Turns out people like tinier tomatoes, but that's okay.
If every project was a winner, they probably would already be done, right? So we're not doing it because it's easy, we're doing it because we want to find something new.
At this farm, they're constantly testing new varieties, not just of tomatoes, but all sorts of produce and flowers. They also test new ways of growing these organic foods in a tricky upstate New York climate, running pilot programs like a giant laboratory.
Other farmers don't have the leisure of doing that because they're busy trying to keep their doors open and produce what they know how to produce because it's less risky.
Instead, Wegmans takes on that risk and can then pass that information on to local farmers that partner with them to become organic growers. And innovations developed here to protect produce from drought or rain or disease, pests, and weeds could also help New York farmers adjust to increasingly varying conditions under climate change. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.